The headlines from Mayor Bloomberg's testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee were about New York losing anti-terrorism grant money while places like Omaha got more. Bad policy, to be sure. As the mayor pointed out, New York doesn't ask for agriculture grants because we have no farms. What we have plenty of is targets. But the anti-terror money pie is not just being redistributed between New York and Omaha. The whole pie is shrinking, while the Iraq war costs ever more billions. The total amount allocated for this controversial grant program is just $740 million this year, and that's compared to $855 million a year ago. Is that because anyone thinks the homeland security threat is waning in New York or elsewhere? Hardly. It's because money is scarce and the government is in debt up to the Treasury Secretary's eyeballs. But at the same time, Congress keeps throwing more and more money at Iraq. Just last week, it approved another $68 billion for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Even staunch opponents of the war voted for it. Here's New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez on my weekday call-in show.
I voted yes. While I did not vote for the war in Iraq, I find it difficult to leave men and women in the field without the support they need.
Menendez, by the way, was one of just 13 senators who voted for John Kerry's Iraq withdrawal amendment on Thursday. That was the measure to require U.S. troops to be gone from Iraq by next July. Senator Lautenberg from New Jersey also voted for it. Our other local senators, Schumer, Clinton, Lieberman, and Dodd, all voted against. So we'll continue to pour more and more tax dollars into Iraq for at least another year, while money to protect our subways and skyscrapers and ports gets cut. Also on my call-in show, Daily News columnist Michael Goodwin, often a supporter of the Bush administration, said this is no coincidence. It represents the Bush approach to fighting terror.
I think that the Bush administration has been kind of a one-trick pony. They've only been about offense, and they don't want to play enough defense here at home. And I think it's a fundamental mistake. I don't understand it.
But connections like that were nowhere to be heard from the lips of Mayor Bloomberg or any of the congresspeople who received him so warmly at Wednesday's hearing. Not even from our local representatives on the committee, like Nita Lowy, Bill Pascrell, and Peter King, who all sounded so passionate about New York getting shortchanged. You'd have thought the whole debate was between people in New York and cows in Nebraska. What a distraction.